When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into First Take. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. It is Saints game day. Stock up on Bud Light. We are broadcasting live from the Rouse's Market on 2900 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. And are you ready for some football? Monday night action, courtesy of Hank Williams Jr. there. Looking forward to this matchup against the Green Bay Packers. And I know a heavy underdog, this black and gold bunch that's been eliminated now from the postseason. It's now up to 14.5 point underdogs going into this matchup against 10-4 Green Bay.
So we did pick six on Tuesday this past week, Steve. So 6 days ago, and then it was 13.5. Now, I guess a lot of money's continuing to come on the Packers. It's all the way up to 14.5 points. I mean, over two touchdown favorites tonight in Lambeau Field for Green Bay. And it makes sense because this is a Packers team, and we'll break them all down, Steve. But they're legit on both sides of the ball. They're top 10 in a ton of categories. They're just stout. Like, if you're looking at the best teams in the NFC, it's, you know, you're looking at Detroit and Minnesota, Green Bay, all in one division, by the way. The NFC North is very, very good outside of sorry Chicago. But then you also have, like, Philadelphia. But Green Bay's in that number. There's a reason that they're one of the favorites in the NFC.
So. And they're still looking to solidify their playoff spot that's not yet clinched for them.
Somehow, huh? Yeah, like...
Tough division.
I know, exactly. And just think of the Vikings. The Vikings are 13-2, and they're not even leading their division.
Right.
It's just because the Lions are having such a great year despite all their injuries. But the NFC North, it's a gauntlet, and the Packers are right up there with them. We talked with Mark Schlereth, Steve, earlier this past week, and he was just like, with all the injuries that Detroit suffered, I'm not sure they're not the third best team in that division.
Right.
Behind, like, Minnesota and Green Bay.
Would it be crazy the Vikings that come out end up winning that division?
Yeah, I mean, it's not sealed for Detroit. It might have to wait till the final week for it to seal it for Detroit, but three great teams. The Packers are right in that number, and we'll definitely break it down.
Looking at the LCMC Health update, LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. For the black and gold in this matchup, Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, Bub Means, Chris Olave, all out of action. The positive news that was there on Chris Olave, he was elevated into practice finally, opening his window to come back. Wasn't ready to go this week, but possibly next Sunday we could be talking about the Saints having Chris Olave back on the field against the Raiders.
Yeah, better be safe than sorry with him.
Right.
That hit that he took against the Panthers was vicious, and suffering a second concussion in the same season. Yeah, be safe. And so he's not going to be playing tonight. As you mentioned, no Alvin Kamara tonight. We already know no Taysom Hill, who's been out for the last couple of weeks ever since, you know, suffering that torn ACL. So now you have, I guess, the Kendra Miller show, right?
Right.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling was a DNP throughout the week, but he's still questionable to go. So hopefully he'll be good to go there. Derek Carr, obviously out again for the second straight week. They've kept saying that it's aggressive to say that what happened against the Giants was season-ending for him, that the two fractures that he suffered in his non-throwing left hand. At the same time, he's not going tonight. Is he going to be going next week against the Raiders? We'll have to see what happens. But, yeah, you're going to get the Spencer Rattler, Kendra Miller show tonight for the Saints. And it's the gif of just like Squidward doing the future. You get to see the young kids, right, and see what they can do against an elite Packers team.
Yeah, we saw a little bit, obviously, of what Spencer Rattler can do in three previous starts. Then he came in relief in that Washington Commanders game, had a decent outing. But, man, oh, man, that two-minute drill was what really has to excite you in that crunch time moment that he was able to rise to the occasion, drive the team down the field for that touchdown. Unfortunately, two-point conversion no good, but it was on the hands right there of Juwan Johnson, who could have made a play to end up getting the win for the black and gold. So interested to see, obviously, what he does when you have a step up in opposition. The Green Bay Packers, we mentioned, 10-4 on the season. They're still fighting to lock up their spot in the playoffs, but you have an elite offense and a pretty darn good defense going into this matchup. Looking at the plus-minus, which is your giveaway-takeaway ratio in the NFL, the Saints are a +1. This Green Bay Packers squad, a +10, which is eye-popping, obviously, when you're trying to go on against them in their house and you think takeaways are like the biggest key to this matchup for the Saints to have any chance.
Yeah, exactly. Why are the Packers 10-4? +10 in the turnover differential is pretty darn good.
Yeah. Jordan Love has been outstanding.
To your point, top 10 in a ton of categories, Steve. They're 7th in scoring average, 27.1 points per game. 8th in opponent scoring average, so great offense, great defense. Top 10 in both categories in scoring average and scoring defense. Total offense, they're 4th. Rushing offense, 4th. We'll talk about Josh Jacobs a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
He is a stud. They're top 10 in total defense. They're 9th in rushing defense. They're 15th in passing defense, and that's about as low as it gets. But, yeah, there's not really many holes on this team. You were talking about their defense, Steve. Looking at their side of the injury report, Jair Alexander was questionable after being a full participant all week. The two players that they have out, Javon Bullard, the safety, he's going to be out for this matchup. And then Quay Walker, the linebacker, is also going to be out for this matchup. So they are down a couple defensive players there, but it's still a legit defense. Mike's been talking a bunch about Edgerrin Cooper, the rookie linebacker out of Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of local flavor there. He's from Covington, and he's been outstanding in early run as a rookie linebacker for them. Plays middle linebacker, and he's been awesome. He's all over the field. Just ask Seattle Seahawks fans about Edgerrin Cooper and go look at the tape from that game, and you'll understand what I'm talking about here.
So a rookie winning NFC's Defensive Player of the Week twice this season already.
Yes. So I'd say that's a second-round pick that worked out for them for sure.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but also Lucas Van Ness on the left defensive end spot. He was a former first-round pick. Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary, another first-round pick. That is a loaded front. Edgerrin Cooper at the linebacker position kind of leads them there. But then also the secondary, Jair Alexander is one of the premier corners in the game. Looking a little bit further down, Evan Williams, another rookie who's having a great year. Xavier McKinney, one of the best free agent pickups of any team this season. He's tied for first in the NFL with 7 interceptions this year. And I think it was like a run at the start of the season. He had like an interception in each of his first like 5 or 6 games. So he's been awesome for them as well. And yeah, it's just top to bottom.
And
really good defense.
The wealthy, you know, stocked with talent team gets another player back today. They have Packers have elevated tight end Luke Musgraves off of injured reserve ahead of tonight's game against the Saints. So he will be able to play this evening. Although, man, they've had a heck of a run with the weapons already that Jordan Love has been able to throw to.
Yeah, Musgrave is an interesting one. Mike and I talked about him when we were kind of previewing the draft 2 years ago, not this past year, but the year before, out of Oregon State. We kind of thought that he was part of that loaded class in 2023 that we had talked so much about, like one of the greatest tight end classes ever. Luke Musgrave was one of those guys, and the Packers doubled up. They picked Musgrave and Tucker Kraft in that draft. Tucker Kraft has looked awesome out of South Dakota State. Musgrave was the one that you looked at as this big 6'6", 250-pound target out of Oregon State. He was more of the receiving tight end, where Tucker Kraft was more of the kind of the balanced tight end. Musgrave's dealt with injuries early on in his career. He's still really, really talented. I'm not sure how much they'll use him tonight. They're activating him off the IR.
Like you mentioned, Kraft's been doing a heck of a job.
Exactly. Kraft has been awesome. But it's just another weapon added to, you know, a receiving group for Jordan Love. And Jordan Love's been the maestro. He's been orchestrating all of this. But there's no real top dog of that receiving group, Steve. Which makes it the most interesting, I think, because they have a bunch of wide receiver twos and threes,
right?
But none of them have like the egos of like the top wide receiver ones, right? They all know their roles, they know what they want to do, you know, to help Jordan Love in the passing attack. So you have, you know, Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed and Christian Watson, all these guys that are just, you know, effective pieces for Jordan Love to kind of maestro around.
We're here on First Take, getting you ready for the 7 o'clock kickoff in Lambeau Field. between the Saints and the Packers tonight. We're going to check in with our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, in the next hour, plus be breaking down a bunch of sound for you. We've got Spencer Rattler, Coach Darren Rizzi, also John Kuhn, a former fullback in the NFL, played for the Saints Packers. He is now their sideline reporter.
Cool.
He sat down with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and Deuce McAllister on Fans in the Pro on Friday. So we'll revisit some of that audio. Had a lot of great stuff and insights on this Green Bay team, who, man, oh, man, you talk about tough matchups. This one definitely is up there. We looked at this one right away on the schedule and knew it was going to be a tough game because of who they are and obviously the time of year it is right now in Green Bay. I know it was snowing this morning. I don't know if we're going to get snow during the game at Lambeau Field for this matchup.
I think we got a little bit lucky here. As far as I know, from what I've read, it's going to be like in the 20s, maybe like kind of low 30s.
Right, we're not single digits.
No. It's not like that Cleveland game from last year where it was like the coldest game they've ever played. No, it's not going to be that bad, but still, you're going up to Lambeau Field. It's always a tough place to play, and it's a great Packers team. I mean, if you're looking at the best teams the Saints have played this season, you're looking at Philadelphia, you're looking at Kansas City, and you're looking at Green Bay. I mean, that's really the top dogs of this schedule for them. So it's definitely one of the toughest games they got on their schedule, and there's plenty of reasons why. We already started diving into the defense. There's more we can talk about at that offense, too. It's just a loaded team top to bottom.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.